Hello. I finished researching all of my upgrades, but stuff still happens. So what's up? Racism, misogyny, and cats. A few days ago, J.D. Vance made a racist and debunked claim that Haitian migrants were in Ohio stealing people's pets and eating them. This sparked from right-wing trolls pushing a false narrative. This didn't happen. This did not happen. It's just like the litter boxes in schools thing. Like, obviously this didn't happen. Obviously. But that doesn't matter because it fits. So much so that last night, on the debate stage, multiple times, Trump insisted that they were eating cats in Ohio. The moderators of this debate did fact check a few things. That was one of them. They were like, hey, there's no evidence for this. The city manager said there are no reports of that. That is made up. Trump's response to that was that he saw it on TV. So who can be sure? He almost definitely saw it on TV because J.D. Vance said it, and it's been covered by the TV and is still wrong. Since then, Trump has taken to Truth Social and is going on a flurry of posts trying to be like, nah, I was right. Here's evidence. It's not evidence. He's not right. But he would rather be racist than accurate. And that has just been true for a very long time. Cough, cough, birtherism. Like, it's not a secret. It genuinely blows my mind that anyone is even remotely pretending that he's not just overtly racist. I would have more respect if you just acknowledged that you are racist. I am not a Kamala Harris stan. I'm not. She's not my girl. That is not a statement about what you should do with your vote, and that is not a statement about what I am doing with my vote. I have no interest in telling you how to vote. Your ballot is your choice, it is your decision. That's on you. I will, however, quote chapter 319 by clipping, quote, Donald Trump is a white supremacist, full stop. If you vote for him again, you're a white supremacist, full stop. Lightning round. Today's unseen truth lies in wait. Do not wake it. Your fortune turns left and south. The United States have charged two dudes for trying to incite a race war on Telegram. They had a community on Telegram and they were hateful towards minorities. You know, internet stuff. But for real, stop trying to spark a race war. A bunch of surgeons general. I can't deal with words that the plural is the whatever. Surgeons general from 42 different states have called on Congress to essentially put a warning on social media for minors using social media. Social media is bad for all of our brains and also triply, quadruply, ultrally bad for minors. So that it makes sense. Minors shouldn't be on social media. I don't like, look, I know that a lot of minors watch me. If you're a minor watching this, what's up? I feel you. Do good in life. Also, this is poisoning your brain. I know you don't want to hear that, and I don't want to say it. I don't like being talked down to, and it feels like you're being talked down to when people are like, you shouldn't be on social media, blah, 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 blah. I've been on the internet for the vast majority of my life. I regret it. And also, I have worked at these companies that are run by these people who are actively trying to exploit specifically your psyche for profit. And they are truly evil. They know the social pressure that's on you right now to be on their platforms, and they profit off of it. Speaking of profiting off of being on their platforms, Facebook has scraped the data of every Australian adult on their platform to train their AIs. Whereas in the EU, you could opt out of this, that didn't exist in Australia. And so they pounced before there was any kind of regulation in place to stop it. Sony has announced a PS5 Pro. It's $700. $599. And finally for today, Apple has announced all their new stuff. There's going to be new iPhone, new watch, new AirPods. It's all incremental improvements. There's not really a whole lot that you need to care about. You know, don't upgrade unless your phone is like completely busted. You almost definitely do not need a new phone. That is all I have for you today. Thank you so much for joining me. Head to skh.news for sources and more. My name is Endeavorance. I will see you again soon. Take care. And be well.